from the Mercy One Studio.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and just welcome to this feast we celebrate today, the Immaculate Conception. And what a wonderful day for me to be able to introduce the guests that we have today. This is joining us today is Dr. Thomas Hilgers, MD, who's the founder and director of the Pope Paul VI Institute for the Study of Human Reproduction. And it's located in Omaha, Nebraska, and its, you know, focus is on women's health, their reproduction, fertility, and issues surrounding that, which is so critical in this day and age. So I want to welcome you, Dr. Hilgers. Your introduction and bio is like very lengthy, so I need you to tell us a little bit more about all of the things that you have been involved in through the years.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you. We're now actually the St. Paul VI Institute officially.
Okay.
And that's a recent change because Paul VI was canonized last year.
That's right. That's
right. And so we've been in existence since 1985 and have done research and clinical work, developed surgical techniques. We've been involved in a lot of things. My own involvement started actually in the pro-life movement back in the, golly sakes, early 70s.
Well, I was reading up on you, and I saw that in your senior year of medical school, there was kind of this was kind of the beginning of this research that you began. Is that correct?
Yes. What happened is that was 1968, and
okay.
Humanae Vitae was released, and of course everybody in the world was dissenting to it, it seemed like, and so I thought I should probably get a copy. So I went to the local Newman Club chaplain at the University of Minnesota,
right,
and I asked him, where do I get a copy of this encyclical letter, and he looked at me and he said, what do you want to read that kind of trash for?
Oh my.
And so that was my start.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of made me want to read it even more, and so I finally, I think I sent in 25 cents or something to the Knights of Columbus. They ran a Sunday supplement advertisement, and they sent me a copy of Humanae Vitae, and I read it, and I was very impressed with it. And there's three parts to Humanae Vitae, and the third part, which is the one that's actually the least discussed, I think, are the pastoral directives. And in the pastoral directives, Paul VI identified seven different groups of people in the society and culture, and two of them, men of science and physicians and healthcare professionals, related to me, because that's where I was going.
Right.
I was just about ready to graduate. So I actually did do my first research project as a senior medical student, but it wasn't much, so it didn't go very far.
Uh-huh.
But I had to go ahead and do a residency program and obstetrics and gynecology and, you know, get all that sort of stuff caught up on yet. So it was a little while, 1976, when we actually began our research in earnest at St. Louis University School of Medicine.
Okay.
And then in 3 years after that, we moved to Creighton University School of Medicine. I was on their full-time faculty for 8 years. And then in 1985, we started the institute,
which is there in Omaha. And the thing I found interesting when I was reviewing some of the literature surrounding this is that mainstream medicine relies on contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. And I'm thinking, you know, when I did the academics in med school, I remember in the pharmacology class seeing on oral contraception at least 5 pages of side effects.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, women don't know this. And I mean, as Catholics, of course, we don't believe in the contraception as being life-giving. And that's something I want you to speak to, because your program, the NAPRO technology, the Creighton model, all of this is life-giving for women. And I feel that women have been, gosh, you know, probably since the early 70s particularly, but I think the birth control pill came out earlier than that, have been so taken advantage of because they're not aware of all of the negative side effects to their health given contraception, abortion, in vitro fertilization.
Well, they're totally not aware. You know, they read a few things in the newspaper probably, but it's very limited what their physicians provide them with. Because it's become so socially accepted that the doctor just writes the prescription, and he does it day in and day out for everything. You know, it's not just for contraception, but if you got painful periods, they put you on birth control pills. You got irregular
right.
cycles, they put you on birth control pills.
Right.
If you got unusual bleeding, they put you on everything.
And we're talking, is it still the norm that taking birth control can increase the risk of stroke?
Yes.
And
yes.
also the risk of depression? Is that,
yes,
and,
that
and
is correct.
Can you speak to other things that it, that people may not be aware of that are listening? What else can it
yeah,
do?
Well, any of the blood clotting disorders such as myocardial infarction, heart attack, pulmonary embolus where a clot dislodges and goes into your lungs and can be fatal, different clotting disorders in the legs and this sort of thing, all of those are more common. And along with that, there's breast cancer is more common. You never hear doctors talk about that. It's really unfortunate because there's been this huge increase over the last 20 or 30 or 40 years. I don't know the whole timeline on that, but it's in breast cancer, and it parallels the use of the birth control pill.
And so when we're looking, you know, at statistics culturally, you know, we see out there the high rise in the incidence of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We see a high rise in the incidence of depression.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, this is important information for our listeners to be able to hear because, as you say, no, they're not hearing this where they need to be hearing this, and it's affecting their health and their well-being within their social realm, right?
Absolutely, and another element to this are the long-term detrimental side effects, not only to contraception, but to abortion and in vitro fertilization and other conditions that we're dealing with in medicine these days.
So let's take each of those. With abortion, I mean, we know psychologically the trauma and the post-traumatic stress disorder that can be associated with that. But
yep.
physiologically, what are things that you are noticing as a physician?
Well, of course, the number one thing is the destruction of the child.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's really hard to get that point across to a culture that is so dominated by what John Paul II called the culture of death.
Right.
And people don't want to believe it. But hopefully we'll be able to win out on that somewhere along the line.
I think that, you know, the images, the 3D ultrasonography,
yep.
That is helping. I know that I've shown the NOVA film when we're doing developmental psychology just for students to become more aware. And I know that one of the questions that I hear from them, and these are kids that have already gone through bio and that in high school, and they're in college,
yep.
and they're saying, nobody ever told us about the neural development that at that point they can feel.
Oh,
right.
So they
when
just
an
don't
abortion.
Believe it.
No,
they don't want to believe it.
Well,
I guess, but
they're shocked. I have young boys and young women coming. Why didn't anybody tell us about
this?
So I think you know, in promoting the culture of life, getting out what the culture of death that you're spoke to is so critical.
Well, I just had a book published called Blinders.
Okay.
And the subtitle of that is, I'll get it for you here,
okay.
The Destructive Downstream Impact of Contraception, Abortion, and IVF. And it's been known for a long time, for example, that the divorce rate is going up and has been going up for the last 50 years, ever since the introduction of oral contraception. And there aren't a lot of studies in terms of cause and effect, but there was one study out of the University of Chicago, which was kind of a game-changing study, I think,
mm-hmm.
that showed that the direct impact of technological forms of contraception has been a leader to the increasing rate of divorce, for example, in family.
And that would make sense when you think of the unity that comes, you know, between husband and wife,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yes.
that life flow that I don't even think, I mean, with, you know, it's just like how we can't see God, right? We can't see how that life flow is supposed to be between husband and wife, right?
Yeah, that's
and contraception right. comes in and it interferes with that. Is that somewhat of your premise there?
Oh, I think so. And you know, they're not, a lot of these couples are not very good at conflict resolution.
Sure.
For whatever reason, but they've never discussed these kinds of things before.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's interesting also is that, and a lot of people, I don't know, they may have heard about this, but they don't take it very much in earnest, but the number of babies born out of wedlock, the percentage of babies born out of wedlock right now in the United States is at 40 to 45%. When the birth control pill became available in 1960, it was down to about 5%. So it's gone up 8 or 9 times since then. And these are babies, when born prematurely, of course, or out of wedlock, I should say, are put in a position of long-term risk to their health, both psychologically and spiritually and, of course, physically. But it's a tragedy. It's really difficult. But anyway, so I put this book together called Blinders, and it shows all that data.
Can you tell us where our listeners can get that book? Is it available at your major bookstores, or
you can get it either through the Institute itself. Uh-huh. We have a website.
Okay.
Pope Paul the Sixth Institute. No, it's Pope Paul the Sixth at. What is it? I don't even know our website.
We'll get
pretty
that
bad.
Before the end
but
of the show.
You can also get it at Amazon.com, which is what most people know about.
Sure.
But either way, you can get it.
And it's entitled Blinders. So
it's called Blinders.
Like a great book if you're wanting to get a present for Christmas that can be informative and help to be life-promoting to your loved ones, especially those that are at the age, you know, where they're going to be beginning families, etc. But I also, when we come back from our break, we need to take a short break, but I want to talk about this premature ovarian failure, and if you think that there's an increase in that as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Thomas Hilgers.
Great, thanks.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt.
Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction is a licensed and experienced farm brokerage and auction company. Dream Dirt auctioneers are PRI and CAI certified professional farm marketers and have trained to understand the strategy behind a successful auction or sale. We work to reduce stress and risk for our customers and do not charge advertising fees. Learn more at DreamDirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right. 515-257-7199.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carlin. Today we're visiting with Dr. Thomas Hilgers, MD, who is the founder and director of the St. Paul the Sixth Institute. And just before the break, we were talking about the POF, premature ovarian failure. Simply, I was thinking, is this something that's correlative? Have studies shown this is more correlative to people who have taken the pill? Or what is causing this to be statistically higher these days?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I think, first of all, we don't see very much of this.
Okay.
It's still a pretty rare condition. About 1% of our patients with infertility have it.
Okay.
But it is, we used to call it the premature onset of the menopause, because at age 25 or 20 even, all of a sudden a woman's period stops, she has hot flashes, and she has all the signs and symptoms of the menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And but I there may be an increase that I'm not familiar with, but we haven't seen very much of it, so it's not mostly what we approach. Unfortunately, it's not very treatable either, so
yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And going back to how you are building a culture of life through the St. Paul the Sixth Institute, there, you know, I like how you say real problems, real solutions, St. Paul the Sixth Institute, because I think a lot of people, when they think about, oh, if I'm looking at fertility and reproductive health from a Catholic perspective, it only means natural family planning, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so tell us about what you have been able to develop with this Creighton model and the NAPRO technology that is scientifically supported.
Well, I've been interested in the natural methods of family planning for a long time, even back when I was in medical school. And when I read Humana Vitae, I thought I could get involved in that sort of thing. And I did some research while I was in medical school. So when I got to St. Louis University, we set up a center, St. Louis University Natural Family Planning Center, and we were able to begin studies in a method which at the time was called the Billings ovulation method. But what we were trying to do was an independent study of it to see whether or not what they were saying was correct and true, because it was the newest of the methods.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in the process of all of that, sort of stumbled over a common nomenclature or a vocabulary, if you will, that you could describe the observations that you made in charting your cycles. And this all of a sudden opened up so much that we had no idea we were going to be doing. My wife reminds me that I was going to do this for a couple of years until I figured out the natural method part, and then we just go on. At least I'd have something to offer my patients. And it turns out that this system all of a sudden showed us all sorts of different conditions that had never been thought about relative to infertility, repetitive miscarriage, things of that nature, long and irregular cycles. And so now it's for 15 years I had patients who were charting their cycles, patients who were patients of mine, charting their cycles, just about everybody was, and it was amazing the things we were seeing for the very first time. So out of that, I published a little book in 1991 called The Medical Applications of Natural Family Planning.
Okay.
And the subtitle of that book was A Physician's Guide to NAPRO Technology, and that was the first time we'd ever used that term. We weren't quite in a position to write a definitive textbook until 2004, when we published the Medical and Surgical Practice of Naprotechnology. And that's about a 1,200-page medical textbook. And it's opened up a whole new way of approaching women's health. And in essence, it's instead of putting them on birth control pills, which just suppress everything, we actually look for the cause, the root cause of the problems that are giving them difficulty.
It's kind of like practicing origin medicine, where you get to the origin.
Yeah, I mean, that's another way of looking at it, because it is the beginning of all of these things. And so the tragedy is that a lot of women who have endometriosis, for example, which causes pain,
right,
are put on birth control pills, and it may or may not help. It doesn't always help for sure, but it, as soon as you stop the pills, it all comes back again, because they never treated the origins or the beginning of this. So looking for the root causes, and that's what naprotechnology ultimately is, without having to use birth control pills or anything. It's the first women's health science that's completely consistent with Catholic teaching. And, of course, it involves a whole lot more than just natural methods or being against abortion, which is, like you said, is what most people connect with.
And even if people aren't Catholic, I think that if they're out there listening, this is a way of being life-promoting and healthy, options for women through this, because it's 30 years that you've all done of scientific research and the study of normal and abnormal states of the menstrual and fertility cycles. Mm-hmm. And you're able to support them in any place that they're at, right?
That's correct.
It's endometriosis, or they're having irregular periods, or they're having a problem with, getting pregnant, you know, and all of that. So, and this is located in Omaha, Nebraska, correct?
Yes, we're in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. And so, there's a lot of people who are suffering from not being able to conceive these days. So
Yes. They
could go ahead and contact the clinic there, right, at the
That's
institute,
correct.
And be able to make an appointment, and they'd get a full assessment, and you've trained, you're not just, you're on sabbatical right now. Am I right about that?
I am on a sabbatical, yeah.
It sounds like you might need a sabbatical, because in your bio, I mean, you've taught, you've written, you've directed, so many different things. But what would you say to women, an encouraging word to the women out there who have maybe tried for years to get pregnant? Is there hope to come through your model of the Creighton model or the Napro technology to be able to find out if there is an opportunity for them to stay within Catholic teaching and to conceive?
Well, the answer is there is hope, but of course as women get older, their fertility does diminish no matter what, and in fact, in vitro fertilization, which they're always offered, is horribly unsuccessful. I mean, besides all of its other problems, as women get to their late 30s, early 40s. And our success rates, I mean, across the board with Napro technology are higher, actually, than IVF programs. And it's because we get to the bottom cause of all of these things, including underlying hormonal dysfunctions, mm-hmm. ovulation-related abnormalities. We've actually observed more spontaneous ovulations with ultrasound every day around ovulation time than any place in the world. And so we have a really good understanding of those kinds of things. The biggest problem we have is that the pharmacology of all this has not kept up. So we're still dealing with drugs like Clomid and other things that are kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully one day that'll change too.
And we're going to have to take another quick break here, but I think that I want our listeners to be able to hear how they can get a hold of a obstetrician gynecologist who's been trained in the Napro technology. If they're not able to come to Omaha, I'm sure you're training physicians at this point to be able to be capable of this.
We have a fellowship program, actually, that has trained, we only started it about 10 years ago, and we've got close to 30 now that have been trained.
And are they working then in conjunction with the Creighton University, the hospitals there? Or
no, they're all over the country, down to Texas, East Coast, West Coast. They're all obstetrician gynecologists.
Uh-huh.
They've learned the surgical principles of surgical NAPRA technology along with all the medical, and there are some perinatal aspects of it as well.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Thomas Hilgers.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction.
Dream Dirt's online equipment auction, Farm Bid, is an online auction house for farm machinery. We take your equipment photos and information and create listings for our customers to make it as easy as possible to get started selling machinery online. And each item is advertised individually to get the most exposure. Bidding happens 24/7 at bid.dreamdirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Sons Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Sons Naturescapes at fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedinternational.org. That's blessedinternational.org.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
On behalf of the InterVisions Healthcare family, we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. At our clinic, birthdays are an important milestone which we celebrate. Since our doors opened in 2011, nearly 900 at-risk mothers facing an unplanned pregnancy have chosen life. This Christmas season, join us in thanking God for the joyful blessings and the great work He's doing at InterVisions Healthcare. For more information about our second clinic on the south side, visit ivhcare.org.
Here is your forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are going to be breezy and cold today with temperatures in the mid-teens this afternoon. Winds at times will gust out of the northwest 15 to 35 miles per hour. Clear and windy tonight, our low 12 and the wind chill 5 below zero. Sunny and 24 on Tuesday afternoon. The weather is brought to you by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Dr. Thomas Hilgers from the St. Paul VI Institute. And we were just visiting about the fellowship. This is now another St. John Paul the Great Fellowship in Medical and Surgical NAPRA Technology. Is that right, Dr. Hilgers?
That is correct.
And that started in the 70s that you started this, or how long has that been going on?
Well, Well, we opened the Institute in 1985, and we started the fellowship in 1986, and it only ran for about less than 10 years because we were having trouble attracting young physicians who hadn't already been out in practice, and they were going through, many of them, a religious sort of reconversion to a Catholic way of doing things. And it was difficult because it was difficult to teach them new medical things. So we discontinued it, and then in 2007 we started it up. This was after we had the textbook, and since then we've had fellows every year. And in August of this coming year we'll have three fellows, and so we're getting there. And there's that'll bring us up to 30 that we've had, and these are all obstetrician gynecologists, board certified.
Okay.
And then trained in one of the things we do surgically, like for endometriosis, which is the best treatment for that condition from the point of view of fertility. We do anti-adhesion surgery. We've developed ways in which you can do the surgery without getting a lot of scar tissue or adhesions, which, of course, would be counterproductive.
Right.
With fertility issues.
Right. Now, for those people who might be listening, I have a niece just finishing up med school, and I know some of her colleagues are going into OBGYN. They've made that decision for their residency. So do you have any rotations that you offer for like a selective elective medical student that's in med school that's wanting to just kind of see what this is about if they're thinking of going into OBGYN? Do you have a rotation they can attend?
Yeah, there's a couple of things they can do. They can either come and shadow us for a few days, or they can take a one-month rotation with us, as long as it has to be approved by their medical school.
Sure.
But we've had a number of students who do that. And then we also offer a Creighton Model Medical Consultant Program, which is about 8 or 9 days in the fall, usually in October, and then another 8 or 9 days in April. Where we really dig into all of this underlying science and pharmacology, all the things that go along with this. It's kind of light on the surgical part because you can't really teach surgery in a course like this.
Right.
You can make them aware of it, and that's what we do. And then they get more information on our fellowship program as well.
And the phone number that I have is 402-390-6600. Is that correct for reaching the Institute?
Yes, that's right. That's the main phone number to our receptionist.
Okay.
And they can steer you in the direction of our education programs.
Directly
to the education programs is 402-390-9168.
9168 to the education programs.
Yep.
And what I would just say is that if anybody's out there listening too that's practicing in OBGYN and is wanting to go through the training, how does that work for them? Do they make application to the Institute? Or
yes, they have to make application, and they need to make it well in advance because it's a fair amount of competition for these spots. And so right now, the earliest opening we would even have is in 2021. We would encourage that.
And how long does this take? How long is the program then for them to become certified in this? Is this a board certification, or how does this work when they get certified in this?
Yeah, first of all, it's an ad hoc fellowship.
Okay.
So there isn't any board certification yet. However, the American Academy of Fertility Care Professionals, which is an organization that we started about 35 years ago, does have a certification program for these graduates, and all of our other graduates, too, the people who teach the Creighton Model and this sort of thing.
Okay.
And then there's a new organization that's only a few years old called the Society of Procreative Surgeons, and that is a group of these 28 or 30 doctors who have been through this program.
Okay.
And there will probably be a more advanced certification eventually, or even a board certification
Okay.
eventually.
And I'm thinking case scenarios are so wonderful for people to be able to hear. And you just were telling about, you know, the one surgical procedure for endometriosis, which is, it can be very, very painful.
Yes.
So it can really limit a woman's abilities. But I wonder if you could tell us maybe a few positive case scenarios of just, you know, what you've seen through the years of the women who have come, particularly with regard to fertility issues and how you've helped them. Could you share a couple of stories?
Well, to start off with, we have seen patients from every state in the United States here in Omaha. And that's because these services have been available locally for quite a long time. It's only more recently that they're becoming decentralized, which, of course, was our original goal anyway. We've also seen people from six continents, people who've come long distance overseas to see us. Mm-hmm. And each of these we've evaluated with ultrasound, hormonal studies, and at least a laparoscopy to look if see what they have wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have patients who have polycystic ovaries, which is an interesting condition because this may be the first time that I know of anyway where the medical profession adopted an inferior method of treatment and said, in effect, that it was better than the previous treatment. So what I'm speaking of here is that in 1950, the pregnancy rate after ovarian wedge resection was about 65%. In the patients starting in 1970, when Clomid became available, a drug to stimulate ovulation, it was only 30%, and it stayed there. And letrozole has been used, and it's still about 30%. So in the late 1980s, we were struggling with this 30% pregnancy rate, so we decided to see if patients would be interested in an ovarian wedge resection, and we started doing them, and now ever since, that's how we treated. Our pregnancy rates are up to almost 80%.
With this ovarian wedge resection?
Yeah, it's a surgical procedure, which now we do all of our surgical procedures robotically.
Okay.
And so they
less invasive, right?
It's less invasive.
Okay.
And they can go home in usually a day, sometimes less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the wedge resection is just taking. We use a laser and we make it a wedge incision into the ovary, remove that section of the ovary, and then repair the ovary, of course. They work so much. I mean, the function of the ovaries is literally almost cured, to be about 95% of the time. So,
and
the
amazing
pregnancy rates are really, really good. Yep. And see, they just abandoned that because it caused a lot of scar tissue. But that was maybe not the entire reason. I get a little cynical about this, but I really kind of think the Clomid people were trying to sell their drug and that was in 1970.
To increase the ovulation. Well, we do have that issue. I mean, I don't think that's all unfounded completely because there's a lot of money in pharma. So,
well, there is, and this was one area where they actually, I always use AIDS as kind of an example because if we would have introduced if medicine had introduced medications which were inferior to one of 10 years ago, which was better.
Right.
They probably would have gotten creamed by all the bad publicity.
Sure.
But if you have polycystic ovaries, and in the way they did the wedge resections originally, they did get a lot of scar tissue, but we developed techniques where that's not the case. And the first patient that we did that on, 1989, actually had two children after that. So it was it's pretty impressive, and it happens all the time.
What is the cause? What is the origin for polycystic disease in the ovaries?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is that there have only been theories sort of talked about, and they're actually very complex sort of endocrine theories.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, and quite difficult to understand, even I don't understand them.
Sure.
So I don't know the whole issue with it, but what I do know is that there's a really good way to treat it.
That's wonderful. I mean, and so again, I want to get that phone number out there to your main clinic, because we may have listeners that are experiencing different issues that they would like to get another opinion and look
yes.
to a place that is life promoting with a culture of life in medical care for women's health. So Dr. Hildreth, can you share that phone number again?
Yeah, it's 402-390-6600.
Okay, and
the other thing that they mm-hmm. might want to know is that to find a Creighton model teacher,
right?
And they can also learn this by long distance if they don't have one locally. It's the website is fertilitycare.org, O-R-G.
Fertilitycare.org.
Yeah, and they'll give you all the places you can contact to get treated, because a prerequisite to coming here or even getting a consult from us is to make sure they've got a couple cycles of charting.
Okay. And they'd want to do that with their OBGYN that they're seeing currently? Is that works, or are you going to show?
No. No? They go to a teacher.
Oh, okay. They go to a teacher.
A trained teacher. These teachers undergo 13 months of training.
Oh, okay.
So it's an affiliated program with the medical school here at Creighton.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, the Institute.
Okay.
But it's a really good program, and these teachers are very well trained. You mentioned the local doctor. I hate to disparage doctors, but the field of obstetrics and gynecology is loaded with prejudicial views on contraception and abortion and mm-hmm. sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
And while you can find a few doctors who aren't pro-abortion, you find very few that are not pro-contraception or sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
And then you raise something like the Creighton model, and they just think of it as the old rhythm method, and they don't want to look further. And if you bring a chart to them, they won't look at it even. It's a tragedy. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Really frustrating and tragic.
You'd really hope that as medical professionals, you know, and hopefully they're still offering the Hippocratic Oath, you know, when some medical
but
schools
they're not.
They don't. Yeah,
but
to do no most, harm, or to do
most,
the least
most,
harm, right?
Most medical schools do not offer the Hippocratic Oath anymore.
It's just amazing.
And they haven't for 25 or 30 years. They do have some kind of an oath of sorts, but it leaves out all the life stuff.
Right. And so to find a place that is pro-life, you know, and life-giving
right.
in women's health is so important, because you don't need all the negative side effects of all of the things that are traditionally in our culture recommended. And definitely, if you're suffering from any kind of menstrual irregularity or, you know, fertility issues or hormonal issues, I think this is, you know, a wonderful life-giving place, and particularly if you're Catholic. But even if you're not Catholic, this is a place where it sounds, Dr. Hildreth, that you're promoting the best optimum health for the woman.
Well,
and the baby.
I trained at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and one of the things that they were really strong on at the time was finding a diagnosis of what was wrong. And people would come from all over the world to just get a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exposed to that kind of way of thinking or approaching problem solving. So when I got out into practice, it just seemed to me that we should be able to find out what's causing this. People are kind of taking the lazy way out by putting them on the pill or whatever.
Right.
And,
kind of like reactionary medicine, you know, medicine, right?
Very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. So, yeah. And to be able to enjoy that health, you know, because hormone irregularities can be so destructive too. And women
can
get depressed.
Well, they can be. And you were looking, do you have to go on a break again?
In just about a minute.
Okay.
Do you want to come back with this next thought? Are you?
Well, I'll just give you a quick beginning. We can treat people with premenstrual syndrome, and 10 or 15% of women have pretty severe premenstrual syndrome, and it's agonizing to them and to others. So, it's a hormonal issue. It can be treated hormonally, and it can go away. It's just amazing. I'll tell you another story on that when we come back.
Okay, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Thomas Hildreth.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
On behalf of the InterVisions Healthcare family, we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. At our clinic, birthdays are an important milestone which we celebrate. Since our doors opened in 2011, nearly 900 at-risk mothers facing an unplanned pregnancy have chosen life. This Christmas season, join us in thanking God for the joyful blessings and the great work He's doing at InterVisions Healthcare. For more information about our second clinic on the South Side, visit ivhcare.org.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Dr. Thomas Hilgers, the founder and director of the St. Paul the Sixth Institute, focusing on women's health and building a culture of life in women's reproductive health care. Welcome back, Dr. Hilgers.
Good to be here.
Yeah, you know, I'm just so excited because your institute focuses, you know, based on Humana Vitae and the reproductive health research, education, services, and ethics are all there at your institute.
That's right.
So
we even have a religious sister who has her PhD in moral theology and in bioethics, and so you can get consultations in bioethics as well.
That's wonderful. Well, and for especially people wanting to live out their Catholic faith, it's so important that women and men have a place like this to go to.
No, it's really true. And I think that people have to realize, and including all the way up to the hierarchy, that the church is sitting on some of the most important solutions to some of mankind's biggest problems right now, and they all relate to the family. And if we can ever get Catholics to start, doing what they've been asked to do, they can evangelize the world, literally. I mean, it's really impressive how this all spreads. We've never had a marketing program here, but we've had all these people coming over the years from all over, and it's all because of spread from woman to woman to woman, and it's been really, really terrific.
Well, and you've got a great saint. St. Paul the Sixth,
yeah,
to watch over it. And I love how your vision statement says that you seek to extend to families worldwide authentic healing, strong marriages, and medicine that fully address to God's design for human sexuality and reproduction. And that just even makes me think of St. John Paul the Great, as far as his love and responsibility, and how, you know, it all works together. You know, how we treat and value each other and human beings, and just, you know, being committed to the chastity, which is so hard in a culture that, you know, we know exploits women and men, and the pornography, the sexual addiction, all of that feeds into the need for people to pursue contraception, abortion, and the things that bring darkness into their life.
Yeah, the really big story, it seems to be, on some of those issues is that they say that about 50% of young people have not had intercourse by the time they graduate from high school, and 50% have. The story seems to be, with all of the sort of hyper-erotic approaches our culture gives to everybody, that there are still 50% who are not involved. And that's That's really important.
That's really important.
A significant percentage, you know, and in the midst of all this mess we're in.
Right. And so, you know, to encourage them that there are places they can go as well.
Yeah.
And we have focus, you know, the focus groups in college, and we have at Feed'em here at Dowling, which is a wonderful program as well. So helping to empower those that are choosing to have, you know, to live in a culture of life rather than a culture of death, right?
Yes, absolutely. And a culture of death isn't meaning you're dying.
No.
It just means that your spirit has been struck almost dead. You know, you go through with all of these things, it just dulls your senses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
and that can change. You can choose. Right. You can choose to live in a culture of life. And because it's Our Lady's feast day today, but Our Lady of Guadalupe is coming up, and it reminds me of a woman that her and her husband tried for several years to get pregnant and couldn't. And she prayed to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And believe it or not, on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, she was not feeling well, and she went to her OBGYN, and he told her she was pregnant.
Wow.
And so miracles still happen because they had said they could not do in vitro fertilization based on their faith.
Yeah.
And they were going to trust God to lead them through this. And she was a devout, you know, prayer to Our Lady Guadalupe.
Oh, phenomenal.
But, you know, the doctor he couldn't believe that it was them as a couple who had become pregnant. That was the OBGYN's response.
Yeah, well, and we see patients all the time that have given us a similar response where they'll say, well, the only treatment that'll help you is IVF.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's not true. In fact, what we find in terms of our best success rates are the people who come to us first. Now, I'm not promoting that necessarily, but, I mean, we can do that or one of our other doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about 70% with patients overall with infertility versus 50% if they've been to other doctors. And the reason is because they've had other surgeries, they do have scar tissue, they've not been evaluated for all the different elements that can be abnormal and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of one little pearl people can take away.
You know, and I want to also say that you were trained at Mayo, and Mayo, that was the Franciscan sisters and the two Mayo brothers that founded
Mayo.
That's
right. That's absolutely right.
I think so many people forget there was that religious entity. Those nuns worked for free and helped, you know, worked very hard. So
yeah, they did, and they were really, when I was there were still a lot of Sisters of St. Francis there, and of course, the hospital had grown enormously. It was huge at the time. It's bigger now even. But it was a great experience for me as a learner.
Right. And I think that's probably why part of that was get to the origin and let's look at how this person can heal, right?
Yep, I think so, yep.
So what would you tell our listeners who are listening that maybe have a variety of problems and have seen several specialists and they're just thinking, well, I'm just going to have to live with this? Do you have a story of somebody who maybe has just lived with this, you know, maybe hormone imbalances, et cetera, that came to you that had a success?
Well, we have so many stories. One thing that I would suggest to them is that they begin to chart their cycles, go to one of our teachers, fertilitycare.org, and then after you have a couple of cycles, send us a copy of your chart and a copy of medical records and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we can, and there's a place on our website that talks about consults, and we can give you an opinion. An alternate opinion, which will usually get to the grassroots of it all.
And they'd either be able to follow through at Omaha, like you've said, that
yep.
you've had several people from several continents come, as well
right.
as throughout the United States.
Right.
But if not there, there are people now that are being trained in this technology that are OBGYNs that...
Yeah, it's definitely growing. It's a slow-growing process because we have to train a whole new cadre of people to do this.
Right.
Whereas when the birth control pill came out, it was just writing a prescription. It was pretty simple in a way.
Right, right.
Pretty simple, maybe.
What do you see as far as the receptivity in, what are some of the responses you've had from the OBGYNs who have gone through your program and the difference then that they have as far as how they look at approaching the women who come to them?
We have two groups. One is the fellowship program, which is full-time with us for a year. The other is a medical consultant program, which is the about a two-week period that's split into two times, and they come. And so we've trained about 900 doctors in that group, and in the other group, of course, is more complex, and we have about 30 now.
Are they surprised that this works?
Yes and no. They also have difficulty when they go back trying to implement it because nobody believes them.
Okay.
You know, and they get the peer pressure from their local doctors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they go back to their contraceptive ways or anything like that, but to fit it into your practice, you have to, you know, set aside some time to be able to do that, and sometimes that can't be done.
Sure. Well, I can't believe it, but we are already out of time, and I want to get out one more time. Blinders by Dr. Thomas Hildreth is his new book, and you can also contact him through the St. Paul the Sixth Institute. And the number again, Dr. Hildreth?
402-390-6600.
And I just want to thank you for taking your time on your sabbatical to join us on Iowa Catholic Radio. And Godspeed to your work and to the people that are doing this for women out there. Thank you again. And to
You're
our
welcome.
Listeners, thank
one,
you for joining
one quick,
us.
One quick input, and that is at Amazon.com, you can get a digital copy of a book called The Napra Technology Revolution.
Okay.
Which we don't have it in. It's out of print right now, actually, because we sold.
Great.
But anyway, it's still available in digital, so you can get that cheaper, too.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Dr. Hildreth, thank you so much.
And You're welcome.
Listeners,
thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us on Here's to Your Health.
Here's
to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.